ship can't stand another storm, and a final way seems near. Just anchor deep to the solid rock. Let the captain handle your fears.
Anchor to the power of the cross. Anchor to the power of the cross.
Keep your eyes on the master when drifting and storm toss.
Anchor to the power of the cross.
We're troubled on every side, but not crushed and broken. We're perplexed, but not desperate. So all is not hopeless. I know God has not forsaken. Though cast down, we're not destroyed. For the captain stood the test of time, and he is still Lord.
To the solid rock of ages, I'll hold my ground when changing winds blow again and toss me around.
I'll set my sails and attach my soul to a source that will never fail. So stand firm and weather the storm, for the cross will prevail.
Anchor to the power of the cross. Anchor to the power of the cross. Keep your eyes on the master when drifting and storm toss. Anchor to the power of the cross.
Oh, you've got to
anchor to the power of the cross. Anchor to the power of the cross.
Keep your eyes on the master when drifting and storm toss.
Anchor to the power of the cross.
Keep your eyes on the master when drifting and storm toss.
Anchor to the power. Anchor to the power.
Well, I'm glad we have a cross that we can anchor to this morning. And Lord Jesus Christ, He is our refuge. He is our strength. He is our buckler. And He's a lot of other things this morning. And I hope He's everything to you. I want to welcome everyone to Calvary Baptist Church. And I want to welcome those watching on Facebook as well. And everyone, we're so very glad to see you, and we're just so excited to be here this morning, and we hope everybody's had a good week this past week, and had a lot of rain come our way. I was talking to one person. They said that Douglasville had 15 inches of rain first half of the week. I said, I don't know about that, but who knows, we may have 15 inches of rain. If all that were to build up, you can probably throw a jet ski on that. But anyway, we appreciate the Lord and all of His provisions. And it's so good to be here this morning and to worship the Lord on this Mother's Day. So I want to say happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. And all you mothers that are behind me. And all you mothers that are before me. And all those watching on Facebook Live. We certainly couldn't get it done without you. And so we appreciate you. Thank you for being here this morning. And it is so good to have Brother Don and Sister Carla Rich with us in service this morning. And all the way from Cajamarca, Peru, And, of course, they've been here for a few days, about a week or so now, maybe a little more, a little somewhere around in there. But so glad to have them this morning. And we're just here. We're ready to worship on our mothers as well. And so you just hang in there with us. We'll be singing a few songs and a special or two, and then we'll bring a message in just a moment. And it's good to have the Dailies with us this morning, Miss Dawn and Mark and Jim Jr. and the rest. So good to see y'all and have y'all with us. Got a card from Miss Dawn. It says, Calvary Baptist family, thank you for being here for us. We appreciate the gift card and beautiful flowers. Thank you all for the beautiful homegoing service for Jim. It was all sweet. We will never forget it. Love you. Love you all. Love and prayers, Dawn and family. And we are just praising the Lord for the strength and grace he's given you guys. But what a homegoing service Brother Jim had here with the Indonesian choir singing. My goodness, I've never experienced that before. And so it was definitely God honoring. We praise the Lord for that. And this morning, let's just remember one another in prayer and remember all the folks in our prayer bulletin. And I just want to mention a couple dates this morning, and then we're going to pray and get back into the service. But remember, no service tonight. Spend time with your mother, your family, and so just enjoy some good family time. But next Sunday is actually going to be the morning service. Is going to be our graduation service, and so remember that. And we're proud of our graduates, and a little different this year than last year, and wasn't nobody walking the stage anywhere, and so we praise the Lord that we have a different graduation season. And all right, thank you for that. And so if you can make that, that'll be great. The 23rd of this month, the diplomats will be with us, and the start time on that will be 10 a.m. And so we postponed the Jubilee to a later date. So because of that, we're going to have an earlier start as far as the singing. So that's the 23rd. And then on the 30th, we're going to have our Sunday school kickoff. And so we're looking forward to that. And so you pray for us, and we'll pray for you. And let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer now. And let's just worship the Lord this morning. Father, we come in Jesus' name. And Lord, we are very, very thankful for the attendance this morning. Lord, I'm thankful that today's Mother's Day. And Father, I pray that you would just give a little special peace to those mothers that are with us this morning. Give them joy, Lord, in their souls, their spirits. And Father, just let them know we're thankful for them. I'm thankful for my mother. She's in heaven, but what a mother I had. What a mother I had. And Father, this morning I pray as we continue to sing songs unto you, I pray that lives would be touched. And Father, that there'll be a liberty even to respond, come to the altar, even during the song service. And Lord, when it comes preaching time, I pray that you would breathe on us then. Help us be a blessing. Lord, by the time we leave this church service today, I pray that we would be better Christians, ready to serve you. We love you. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Choir, will you stand with me? Church, stand with me as well. Turn over to page number 393. Let's all stand and sing together this morning. Where do we all get to heaven?
Yeah.
special prayer request, if I could. Many of you, I'm sure, saw it on TV and right after the storms, the earlier part of the week. A friend of ours, especially in our community in Douglas County, I'm sure probably everyone in this place has been to Hudson's Barbecue one time or another. And Scott, was the owner of Hudson's, was killed in a tragic accident this week, and went home to be with the Lord, and left his family behind, a daughter who's having a very difficult time, his dad will try and, I imagine, go on and continue with the business. But Scott was 60 years old, and seemed way too early for him to leave this life, but the Lord knows when our time is to come home to be with him, and what a day of rejoicing that will be when we all get to heaven. Amen. But please remember the Hudson family and their, in your prayers. I know that they would greatly appreciate that. Again, very tragic accident this week. The Lord give them that peace that passes all understanding. That's what we're praying for, and I'd ask you to pray the same. All right, you pray for the choir this morning. We're going to step things up a little bit and sing, Oh Happy Day.
Oh,
asked Miss Melita, Miss Juliana, if they would sing for us this morning. They did the other week and did such a tremendous job. And so turning it over to you guys.
Thank you.
Paul told Timothy in the New Testament, he said, though we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. And I'm glad this morning that the times that I dropped the ball, the times that I am filled with doubt rather than faith, that the Lord, he still executes his plan, and God has been faithful, and the Lord has been so good to us. Amen. And he is definitely a shoulder to lean on, and he is definitely someone you could share those deep emotions, those deep things that you can't even share with potentially your family and friends. Appreciate the Lord. And we're going to be sensitive to these praying this morning. And I want to say again, like I say regularly, that the altars are open at any time, whether it's the song service, during the preaching time, or even at the conclusion when we normally give the invitation. Altars are always open. And this morning we're going to be in the book of Ephesians for a few moments. Ephesians chapter number 6. Ephesians chapter number 6. In just a moment, we're going to read verse number 1 and 2. Verse number 2 being our text verse. And traditionally, I always like to preach a message that is suitable for the occasion. And it being Mother's Day, we're going to speak to mothers, but at the same time, these principles we're going to mention are true to all of us. And let us be mindful and not just tune out the message if you're not a mother. But God's Word is true and it's for everybody. Man and woman, boy and girl. And so this morning we're going to mention some things out of these two verses, verse number 2 being our text verse. But let's pray, and then I want to read from verse number 1 and then 2. Father, we love you. And Lord, we thank you for who you are and for what you do. Lord, you are so many things to us. So many things. So many great things, Lord. Father, I pray for the next few moments that you would hide me behind the cross. And Lord, that you'd help me gird up the loins of my mind and rightly divide your word. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you would apply it to every heart that's here this morning. And Father, we love you, we thank you, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Ephesians chapter number 6. Notice, if you would, in verse number 1. Ephesians 6, verse number 1. Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. But then verse number 2 says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. I want to stop reading there in verse number 2. This morning I have a real simple message I want to share with you. And I want to preach for a few moments on this subject, four things about mothers. Just four simple things this morning about mothers. And let me just say before we start the message that, again, I appreciate you mothers. I'm telling you, the pregnancy part alone, could not imagine what you mothers go through and have been through. And but then the babe coming into the world and, you know, taking care of your child and all of that. Just a lot of respect to you mothers this morning. And so we appreciate you. But this morning, four things about mothers, four simple things. And I hope the message will be a blessing to you. Number one, we see that mothers are to be honored. Look what he says again in verse number 2. He says, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, that word honor here, It means to revere. It also means to just have a level of respect, a great level of respect. It means to value. And so when we see that the Bible says that we're to honor our father and our mother, it just simply means that we are to have a great level of respect to them as our parents. And this morning, it being Mother's Day, we're to do the same for our mothers, in particularly. We are to have a great level of respect for them. We are to value them, revere. There ought to be a reverence toward our mothers if we still have our mother. And so he says, honor, respect thy father and mother. I still believe it's right and in place to say, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. You know, all of those good habits that probably your grandparents taught you, like they did mine, like they did me. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir. You know, we have a generation today that is no, yes. I mean, it's just something about that that really cuts the ears. When a child responds back to you with just a, you know, just a quick yes or no, or I don't care, you know, something along those lines. But this morning, when it comes to honoring mothers, we ought to do so and carry a great level of respect. And so we're to honor our mothers, not just, listen to this, once a year. We're not to just honor our mothers once a year, but we are to honor, if you have your mother, you are to honor, we are to honor our mothers every single day that we're alive. You never know when you might lose your mother, and she won't be here anymore. And so because of that, we are to honor our mothers, not just once a year when Mother's Day rolls around, and we go out to eat, and I don't know, bring her some flowers and things like big balloons. We got Christy a real, real big, my goodness, what is that, a rose lily? That thing's about 6 foot tall. And we came walking out of Kroger yesterday with that thing. And Lily had it, and I thought she was going to fly away. But, you know, just honor our mothers. Great level of respect day in and day out. Not just once a year, but every day. There's a second thing I want to mention. Not only mothers are to be honored, but mothers are not to be, just hang in here with me with this one, mothers are not to be hypocritical. Mothers are to be honored, but mothers are not to be hypocritical. You say, what do you mean, Brother Justin? Well, should be the same. The mom that goes to church, the mom that claims she's a Christian, and she goes to church, she worships the Lord at church, she also should be that same woman in the home place. You see, there ought not to be any hypocritical mothers. And I remember one time when I was working for the funeral home, Eberhardt's funeral home in Dallas, and I met someone there through a funeral, and they had a family member, a father actually, who was a Southern gospel singer. And they said, you know what, Justin, I just wish my dad was the same at home as he is on the stage when he's singing Southern gospel music. And I thought that was so sad. So sad that this daughter had two different viewpoints of her father. When he was out singing and visiting other churches, he was, you know, this great Southern gospel singer. But then when he was at home, he was a drinker. When he was at home, he used foul language. And listen, that goes on both sides, father and mother. And so mothers are to not be hypocritical. I want to say this morning. One of the quickest ways to turn our kids away from following the Lord is not to be the same at home as you are at church. If we are not the same, if we put on the church appearance when we're at church, and you know we're singing the songs, and we're following along, and all those things, Sunday school, and all the rest of it, and then the moment we get home, it's foul language. The moment we get home, it seems like our Christianity has unraveled and fell apart. That is one of the quickest ways to actually lose your young person from following the Lord. So this morning, I believe that one of the four things that needs to be mentioned about mothers is that mothers shouldn't be hypocritical. And so we praise the Lord for you mothers who are the same. We praise the Lord for you mothers this morning who go to church and you're the same person. You go home and you're the same person. And not that you're perfect, nobody's perfect, but it's that you are a genuine believer and you are putting down roots in your family, building your family upon the Word of God. And those kids, they see that. In fact, the definition of the word hypocrite is an actor. An actor or one who gives a false appearance. And so this morning we see that we're to be genuine. Not just mothers, but fathers as well. All of us, those who name the name of Christ, those that are saved, and who has been washed in the blood, were to be and were to strive to be genuine, be the same person no matter where we're at. So mothers are to not be hypocritical. Mothers are to be honored, but there's a third thing I want to mention this morning. And mothers should never feel hopeless. For the mother this morning that came through the doors of Calvary and you're wearing a smile and shaking hands, but behind that smile, there's this depression. Behind that smile, there's this feeling of hopelessness. I want to encourage you this morning, don't ever get to the place as a mother where you feel like you're hopeless of being a better mother. Don't get to that place. Reach out to a friend, a family member, someone, and bare your soul to them so that it might be positive to you and those that you live with. But mothers should never feel hopeless. Now, there will be times in your life, and I'm pretty sure you mothers can testify of your imperfect times. We don't want to mention those times like no father does. But there will be times and have been times where failure has been part of your motherhood. And by the way, that's how you develop those godly characteristics of being a great mother. Sometimes it's through that avenue of failure. You remember in the book of Genesis, Abraham and Sarah? Well, we know that Abraham, Sarah both, they were promised the promised seed, Isaac, which would come and down through the lineage, and he would the Lord would bless the world. Lord Jesus Christ would come. And so what happened was they got to a place where they were growing impatient for that promise. And there was an occasion when Sarah called for Hagar, her handmaid. You remember the story? And Abraham went in unto her, and she was pregnant. And then Ishmael came. Ishmael being a product or a type or picture of the flesh. It's those things in life where we grow impatient, waiting on God for. It's those things in life where we feel like we can do a better job than God can. But then soon comes the lesson, doesn't it? Because shortly after that, we know that Hagar, she left and she wept bitterly. And the Lord paid her a visit and was compassionate upon her. But there was Ishmael. And to this very day, over there in the Middle East, all of the fighting and the wars and the battle is still taking place to this day because of one decision of getting ahead of God. So Sarah, she experienced failure. But I want to say this morning to you mothers who possibly wore a smile this morning, but on the inside you have experienced failure in your motherhood this week. Let me say this. A moment of failure does not mean you are to give up entirely. Just because you may have failed as a mother in some facet, some area, I don't know, it could be something as little as not thinking about dinner, what you want to have for dinner that night, and everybody gets home around, you know, crowded around the table, and nobody has any supper. Something as little as that, or something as big as missing an appointment for your child, missing a parent-teacher conference, something like that. It could be anything. But this morning, if you have walked in here with a smile, but with a heart feeling full of failure, let me tell you, sometimes failure is the best teacher. When it comes to being this godly mother and possessing these characteristics of a godly mother, sometimes it takes a little bit of slipping and stumbling. Even for us fathers, I can't tell you the times that I blew it as a father. Thinking I should do this, and, you know, so I did that, but really I should have done this, and, you know, not being here when I should, not being there when I should. Failure sometimes is the best teacher. Proverbs 24:16 says this. Listen to this. For a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again. Now that applies, that's gender neutral, for a just man, a just woman, to those who have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus and possess Christ as their righteousness. The Bible tells us here in Proverbs that we're going to fall. There's going to be a time, and many a times, when we're going to drop the ball. We're going to miss that target. And we're going to need to have something so that we can, on the merit of something we need, to get up and go again. What's that merit? What's that something that we have? Well, it's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And although I may drop the ball as a father, and although you may drop the ball as a mother, if you are blood-bought, if you are saved, if you've been born again, listen, the Bible says, for a just man, for a just woman, falleth seven times, that's more than once, and riseth up again. So what I say this morning is to you mothers who have fallen this past week in areas of your life, I say rise up. Rise up in your motherhood. Continue to strive to be that mother that God wants you to be. It's not accomplished overnight. It takes many, many days and being a father. And of course, we can extend that to grandparents and all the rest. Just to be that mentor, that person in their life who gives advice and gives words of comfort. Sometimes we have to learn in order to have that advice to give. So this morning we see that mothers should never feel hopeless. I hope no mother here, no mother watching on Facebook, no father here, no father watching on Facebook, no child, no teenager, no one feels hopeless. If you feel hopeless this morning, then come talk to me. And we'll talk, we'll pray. Because Jesus gives hope when there is no hope. When you feel like you're done. And nobody loves you anymore. King Jesus loves you. He died for you. And he was buried, and on the third day he rose again. And all you have to do is accept the free gift through faith and repentance. Come and let Jesus love on you this morning is my prayer. Mother, come and let Jesus love on you this morning if you don't know him. If you do know him, come and let Jesus love on you this morning. Mothers should never feel hopeless. I heard a quote this past week, and it said, some preacher, I believe it was, said, God doesn't bless perfect parenting. He blesses humble parenting. Isn't that a blessing? Isn't that a blessing this morning that God doesn't bless perfect parents? I don't think he would bless anybody because none of us are perfect. But he blesses the humble parent, the parent that says, God, I don't know how to raise this teenager. Lord, I need your guidance. Lord, I know how to raise a baby. By the way, we have a teenager. We know how to, Christy and I, we know how to raise a baby, an infant. We know how to raise a toddler. We know how to, you know, to raise a, whatever's above a toddler and below a teenager, a tween. We never raised a 13-year-old before. So what does that mean? You guessed it. There's going to be some times when old dad, I may drop the ball. There's going to be some times when mom may drop the ball. But you know what the difference is? In dropping the ball, getting back up and grabbing that ball and going again is to stay humble with it. Be humble, meaning stay at the Lord's feet. Say, Lord, I don't know how to be the parent of a teenager. Please teach me, Lord. I expressed anger talking with her about her grades the other day. I didn't do that, but I'm sure it's coming. Lord, forgive me for that. Lord, help me to know how to communicate to my teenager. We all will experience these things as parents. And it just seems like here recently and lately, I say lately, recently, I guess since the pandemic started, it's like all of these new challenges. There's always a new challenge, a new challenge. Again, we know how to raise a baby and a toddler and all the rest, but sometimes I'm thinking about these other storms, you know, financial storms and physical storms. Well, if I get a headache, I know how to deal with that. You know, if I don't know, if I sprain my foot or something like that, I know how to deal with that. But what happens if you get cancer? You never had it before. Not speaking of me here, just in general. What happens if you get some rare disease? So for me, and at least my mindset, this past year, it seemed like just all new challenges. Lord, what do we do here? Lord, when should we open up church? When will it be safe for everybody? We have these over here that says we should have been in church a year ago. And then we have these over here that says, you know, Brother Justin, I'm ready when you are. All new challenges. But you see, all of those new experiences where we don't have any kind of, my goodness, understanding, experience, those are designed to drive us to Jesus' feet. And so really, when you're going through something you've never gone through before, and it seems strange and it seems odd, what does Peter say? Brethren, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as some strange thing happened unto you. That's what he says. You see, those strange trials are those things that God is using to drive us to his feet, to be more dependent upon him and his grace. I will say this, and I'll move on. I'm more dependent upon the Lord this morning than I have been my whole Christian life. The Lord has a way of aligning us with the right kind of struggles. He has a way. Because he's my father, and because I'm his son, I'm not a derelict son, or he's not a derelict father. He deals with his children. If there's some kind of lesson we need to learn, guess what? We don't have to be disobedient in order for that lesson to come into our lives. When we're disobedient, God will send a lesson. But even when we're obedient, God will send a lesson. That's what he says in John 15. He talks about abiding in the vine, cutting that fruit back that you may produce more fruit. Me now, I'm so much more dependent on the Lord than I've ever been. But I do believe that's his design. Because he wants us all this morning. He wants us all, fathers and mothers, children even. He wants us to be able to march on in uncharted waters with the assurance in our heart that God will see us through. That's the kind of faith that God wants to give into our lives. Let me mention something else. Not only mothers should never feel hopeless, and God doesn't bless perfect parenting, but humble parenting. Number four, mothers should have a spiritual walk that's healthy. Let me tell you what I know what you think I mean by that, but let me tell you what I really mean by that. I believe that mothers should have their own quiet time with the Lord. But mothers should have a spiritual walk that's healthy, meaning spending time with the Lord daily. But not only that, not only spending time with the Lord daily, but being seen by your children spending time with the Lord daily. I believe that there is a demand for our children to see mom and dad that's at Calvary on Sundays to be the same mom and dad at home reading their Bible Monday through Saturday. Because what's going to happen is, if there's any kind of hypocrisy in our parenting, we will see the effects of it in our children. And what I say this morning is, moms and dads, all of us, is to have a great, healthy spiritual walk. Let us spend time with God in prayer and reading the Bible, but also let us be seen spending time with God in prayer and reading our Bible. Now, I'm not pinning no roses on me, because if I did, I'd probably pop. But we have a great big table in our dining room. On one half of it is like arts and crafts, and on the back end of it is my study area. And again, I'm not saying nothing about me. I'm just saying that on my end of it, and I think about this often, I have about 4 stacks of sermons. This is just during the pandemic. 4 stacks of sermons, blue rubber bands by all of them, just stack. And I got little notepads with unfinished thoughts written down where I felt like the Lord was giving me a message. I got 2 or 3 Bibles laying around, and Lily's always seen me at that table. And back when we started out at Floyd Road and we lived in that parsonage, I even got a picture of Lily on my knee as I was studying for Sunday school. You say, what are you saying with all that? What does it matter that, does my kid have to see a journal laying around in order for me to influence them in the right way? Does my children have to, you know, see Bibles laying around? I say, yes. Yes. Leave journals laying around. Leave Bibles laying around. Leave all these things laying around. Don't just spend time with the Lord, but be seen spending time with the Lord, because you are impacting and influencing your children. And we must do that, unless we want a mess on our hands when they get up to them 10 years. Let us pull the ropes in, mothers. We see that mothers should have a spiritual walk that's healthy. And I'm sure you do. But all of us this morning have room to grow, don't we? I mean, I'm constantly, Lord's showing me something. Room to grow. Mothers should have a spiritual walk that's healthy. Mothers should never feel hopeless. Again, mother, those watching, if you feel hopeless, it's time to reach out. Do not retreat. Reach out. Don't retreat. Mothers are not to be hypocritical. And then most of all, mothers are to be honored. Someone said the other day, I can't remember where it was at. I don't even think they were talking to me. I think I was just walking to the grocery store. I start forgetting who I've talked to and who said this and who said that. They said, well, where in the Bible does it say we celebrate Mother's Day? And I got to thinking about Ephesians 6:2. Honor thy father and mother. And it's not just for one day a year. 365, 24/7. We honor, we respect, we revere. We pay visits to. We take out to eat if we can. We hug their necks, our mothers and fathers. Because you never know when the Lord's going to call their number and take them home. That's the message this morning. 4 things about mothers. We should honor mothers. Don't be hypocritical, hopeless, but be healthy spiritually. Father, we love you. We thank you. We praise you for who you are. And Lord, we praise you for who you are and for the things that you do. Lord, even the things that we don't agree with that you do. We must trust you, Lord, in those times. We must. Where else could we go but to the Lord? Lord, I pray if there's someone here this morning, a mother, a father, a family, Lord, a child, young person, the message touched them. And Lord, if you spoke to them in some measure, I pray they will respond this morning to this invitation. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. Give liberty now during the invitation time. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand.